we were doing the Tomer Dvorah, and we had learned that Hashem is forgiving, and Hashem has great love, l'she'erit nachlato, for us, His people, who are called she'erit, as extension, like a wife, she'erit nachlato, the extension that is His in His lot, so to speak. And the Tomer Dvorah had said, so too a person has to learn from this how he should behave with his fellow man. That really, we're all one big body. Really, all neshamot are united, and each person has a little bit of him in someone else. And therefore, we say when the masses do mitzvah, it's different than the individual because we unite. That's why our sages taught that the person who's counted from the first 10 in shul, even if 100 come after him, he gets wages for all of them. Why, even 100, literally. So he says, why do Chazal choose the number 100? Because each one is 1 plus 9. Each one is like 10. So if he's from the first 10, so those first 10, each one is like 100. Then 100 people come in, he gets wages as though 100, as though he were 100. So the 10 are 10 times 10, they're 100. וכל אחד מהם כלול ממאה, אם כן אפילו יבואו מאה, הוא יש לו שכר מאה. So if I have a part of you, and him, and him, and him, and him, and him, and him, right? We have here 10 people. And you have a part of every one of us. And he has a part of every one of us. So wait a second, when he has a part of me, I also have a part of everyone else, right? Mm-hmm. So he now is worth not only 10, but he's worth 100. You could even expand that more, and then say he's you, and him, which is everyone. So at any rate, he says each person is like 10. 10 together are 100. So v'chol echad mehem kalul mimea, im ken afilu yavo mea, hu yesh lo schar mea. Even if 100 come, he has the value of 100 because he has 10 of each person. So then he's 100. V'chen mitam ze Yisrael arevim ze lazeh. That's why we're all co-signers for one another. Mimnei shememash yesh b'chol echad chelik echad mechavero. Why can I blow shofar after you've blown shofar? I come in, you didn't hear shofar, I blew shofar, I can make a blessing, because it's considered like I didn't finish a mitzvah till every Jew on the planet finished the mitzvah. Mm-hmm. We're all connected. So there's a part of us in everyone. Should we go 3 more minutes and finish this? Yeah?
Yeah.
Mipnei shemamash yesh bechol echad chelek echad mechavero. Because we have to know that there literally is a part of everyone else within us. Ukshechoteh ha'echad. And when one person sins, so he's hurting himself, but he's also hurting the fellow man who has a portion within him. Turns out that his friend says, wait a second, why are you hurting me? You say, what do you mean? I'm not touching you. I'm just touching me. I'm digging the hole in the ship under my seat. This is my seat. I can make the hole under this seat. No, I'm connected. Im ken hem she'el ze lazeh. So then it becomes like they're an extension, like Siamese twins. You know, if one Siamese twin hit his hand, the other one also. Well, we had twins in yeshiva, America's around. So I once answered the payphone and I get asked to go and call the guy from the room. I run up to his room, he's not there. I look all over the yeshiva, he's not there. I come back to the phone to tell them, you know, I'm sorry, it took 10 minutes, but I looked over the whole yeshiva, he's not there, and he's standing there talking on the phone. So I ask him, what are you doing on the phone? He says, I had a feeling it was ringing for me. So when I was going up to his room, he went down to the phone. Then I looked over the whole yeshiva. He's not there. That's a twin. They felt. He felt his sister was calling him. It was a twin sister. So I don't know how that works, but I saw it.
I have it with my mother.
So Chazal tell us, the truth is that every one of us has a little bit of us in someone else. And they have a little bit of themselves in us. And if we start looking at other people as an extension of ourselves, then we have to start seeing that it's good for me that it should be good for them. You know what they say? I heard this terrible line yesterday. I don't mind being fat, but if I'm going to be fat, make all my friends fat too. What do you mean? Chazal say, people say, God, I don't mind if he has it good, I should have it better. That's what people want. Here, Rav Moshe Kodvir is telling us how to overcome that. let's look at the other person and recognize that he's an extension of me too. This to me is very depressing. Whenever I read, up until here I love this chapter, this section. When I hit this line, I get depressed. Because I ask myself, is it not possible for a human being to want good for someone else unless he's involved? The only way I can want someone else to have it good is if I think he's an extension of me. Isn't that sad?
A little bit.
Maybe it's realistic.
Yeah.
So we should have a good eye for our fellow man. And their honor should be as important as our own honor. Because really he is I am he. We're connected. And that's why we were commanded, love your friend as yourself. So we should want our friend to be kosher. He shouldn't speak badly. He shouldn't mention his friend's faults. He shouldn't even want it. Just as Hashem doesn't want us to be shamed or hurt because we're so close. He too shouldn't want his friend to be shamed or pained or ruined. So he should look at his friend and say, that's an extension of me. And if he hurts, I hurt. And I'll tell you, it's possible. Believe me, it's possible. It's mind over matter. A person can train himself to look at other people that way. It's a matter of training. A person didn't become the giant in one day. You know, we have a lot of giants in Judaism who really cared for other people. I'll end with one quick story. There's a Rebbe here in Beit Vegan. He's known, what's his name? He has a very, very long Shmon Esrei. You guys know who he is. What's his name? He daven's very, very, very long. I don't remember his name. But they say about him that when you come and tell him a problem, he can sit down and hold your hand and cry for 10 minutes straight. And he walk away thinking he's hurting more than I am over what's happening. That's the way we're all supposed to be. The care we're supposed to have for someone else. It's supposed to hurt us when someone else is hurting. So I think, I really think this is something a person can work on. And it grows within a person to really care. But you have to want to care. Yes.
The question is, once you reach that level after a long struggle, you can also get disappointed when you see how the people mess up with you. Because they're taking advantage of you.
I think that's always the balance, not to be taken advantage of too much.
Okay.
But the question is, what's too much? You know, I'll tell you a story.
Yeah.
My son once had a friend who used to bully him out of anything good he had. So if he had a good toy, the Rebbe would give out toys for kids who answered well. So this guy would play with his toy till it broke and then come to my son and say, now you take this and I take yours. So I once spoke to him and I said to him, look, do you give him the things he asks you for? So he said, yes. I said, do you think it's considered being a good person to give him whatever he asked for? He said, yes. I said, I don't think so. I don't think you should give him everything he asked for. So he said, but doesn't a good person always forgo and give what other people want? So I said, tell me, do you have the courage to ever tell him no if he asks you for something? He said, no. I said, so are you giving it to him because you're a good person or because you're a scared person? I think there's a balance when you're... Now, I have to tell you, I'm still not sure I did right because maybe he was too young for the concept.
Yeah.
Like, I regretted it afterwards. That was a time where I think I might have made a mistake in him. I'm not sure that was right. The concept is true. The question is whether the age, the timing was right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm scared to say. But you have to know him. You have to understand the boy. It's not a question of age. In certain issues, he understands things. On this issue, I'm not sure. But at any rate, I'm saying there's a balance of knowing when I'm giving out of strength, when I'm giving out of weakness, when I'm giving because I want people to like me. Meaning, we're talking about a specific trait. We're talking about caring. When I care, I'm happy I've given. And when I care, I don't take into account what am I going to get back. Part of feeling taken advantage of is because I had expectations.
Can I give you an example?
I don't know if it's fair to everyone here. I think everyone here wants... We'll talk.